The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, Pirates fans, here comes your ace. Paul Skeens is in the show. It's a prospect profile on the College Star. Here he is. It's Scotty Braun, J.J. Cooper, and Jeff Ponce from Baseball America. Paul Skeens has the potential to be one of the top starters in Major League Baseball. J.J., he better be, because the Pirates invested a lot in this young man. And I know there have been a lot of pitching injuries in our game this year, but Pirates fans hope that he is on the mound because they have taken care of him, at least for now. So we think, what do you think he could look like on the big league mound?
We've seen pretty much through a dominant season at LSU in 2023. Now we're going to see it in the big leagues. This is a guy who not only has truly top tier stuff, but the differentiator, the separator that you're kind of makes you really hopeful that this can be the ace of the Pirates rotation in the very near and the midterm future, is that he really has that competitiveness, that drive, that ability to turn over a lineup multiple times, in addition to having, the 100, 101, 102 mile an hour fastball. Jeff, you got to see it. I'm jealous. You got to see it at the spring breakout game, where that, I think that probably that battle between him and Jackson Holliday is one of the highlights of spring training this year. But having seen it in person, what jumps out to you about Paul Skeens?
Yeah, I think it's just the ability to command that really fearsome stuff, that 100-plus mile-per-hour fastball. And I think the other thing that stuck out to me over the course of that period was just how he's expanded the pitch mix. He showed that splinker. There's a changeup that he's throwing now as well. There's a makings of a curveball that's different from the slider. Even the slider that he was throwing in the spring breakout game looked different from the slider that he had at LSU. And, you know, I've heard some talk that he has a couple different slider shapes. So I think that sort of alleviates any questions we had in terms of if this guy just being a fastball slider guy. I think he's a lot more than that.
Okay, Jeff, I'm also going to ask, because you're kind of our pitch shape guru, you love to dive into the data in addition to, you know, seeing it and talking to scouts and all that. And coming out of the draft, the concern, I want you to kind of explain to people, like, if you're a pretty diehard baseball fan, but one who's, you know, maybe not looking at IVBs and VAAs and all that, you might hear when I say, okay, he's 100, 101, 102. That's got to be one of the best pure fastballs in the game. But there were some concerns about it. What were the concerns, and what do you think about, like, is Paul Skeens going to be able to dominate with his fastball, or is it more of a useful pitch for him?
Yeah, I think that remains to be seen at the major league level. Certainly what we saw in the minor leagues, it certainly looks like it's going to be an effective pitch, and maybe those concerns were a little bit heightened in an age where we really do break down so many variables of a pitcher's arsenal, and there's always sort of something that you can pick nits with. But when we talk about the IVB, it's just in comparison to what we typically consider to be a plus fastball, it's going to have velocity, of course, but it has to have one or two components as well, typically. And that is either a lot of ride or a lot of sink or a lot of arm side run with ride or a lot of arm side run with sink. And he kind of doesn't have that. He has what typically we would call a dead zone fastball, meaning it's sort of in between those two shapes and doesn't have sort of those plus characteristics that we look for. Obviously doesn't have a super low release height, and he's not super deceptive in terms of this arm action or anything like that, but he throws 100 miles per hour and he throws it with command. And I think, you know, when pitches, and we've seen this, hit a certain velocity threshold that Skeen seems to sit at as a starter, it sort of alleviates some of the concerns in terms of movement. He does get some arm side run on that pitch. So I think just based on what we've seen in college, what we've seen professionally, it's less of a concern for me now. But coming out of the draft, talking to a lot of analysts behind the scenes who are now a huge component of which players get drafted. It's not just area scouts and scouting directors. You know, the analytics department has a huge impact on these picks. That was definitely a concern with Skeens. Is this guy going to be able to miss bats with this fastball? And if not, you know, is it going to just be the slider or there are other secondaries? And it looks like he's showing those other secondaries, but also the fastball's eating right now, man.
Yeah. So we're going to see that play out on a major league mound. JJ, I'm curious about your perspective on the Pirates long term, because this is a team that's been building back up for a while. They have to operate well at the margins. They do not spend in free agency. They have really strict guidance from ownership to never go that route on a long-term big money basis. So when they're going through this rebuild period and they have top picks like Skeens, they need to hit on those. They need to find some of those diamond in the rough picks, and then usually also sign up some of these guys to extensions early on. The thing that I'm excited about for Pirates fans is the young pitching that's coming through right now. And I know, you know, you go back in the day with Ray Searidge and some of the work that he was able to do, it worked for a while and then it didn't. And you saw a lot of pitching talent leave Pittsburgh and then thrive elsewhere. So where do you think the Pirates are at over the next few years?
It's definitely looking better than it's looked for quite a while. The emergence of Mitch Keller into a useful starter was key for that. Jared Jones arriving. We have Bubba Chandler and Anthony Salamedo and other guys coming up as well. But the other thing that did stand out coming into 24, I kind of liked the fact that they did at least spend a little bit of money. Obviously, these are the Pirates. They're not going to go out and contend to sign a Yamamoto or a Blake Snell or anyone like that. But they did get some guys. They've got a Michael Taylor. They got an Aroldis Chapman. They got guys who made this team better and deeper and also allowed – They last year, I felt like in 23, they had some 4A outfielders who were kind of in regular roles. Now they're in kind of part-time roles. That's better for them. They've kind of moved guys down the spectrum to smaller role players for guys who weren't really able to do more than that and build around stars. And obviously, you know, O'Neill Cruz is a key part of that as well. Brian Reynolds is a key part of that as well. This is a team that has to hit on a lot of these guys because they don't have a lot of a margin for error, but they are showing, I would say recently, they're hitting on more of these guys, and that gives them at least a shot. The good news also is they're in a competitive division, but a division, this isn't the NL East where you're saying, okay, it's, can you keep up with the Braves? Can you keep up with the Phillies? There's not a whole lot of teams who are going to be out there spending $200 million plus to try to just run away with the division.
Yeah, and Jeff, Ben Charrington came in with the five-year plan. That's usually what a new GM will get. So we're right around that time period. How do you evaluate it?
Yeah, I think with the resources that he's had, he's done a tremendous job in terms of just, you know, acquiring talent through the draft and other possible avenues. There's a lot of exciting star talent on both sides of the ball here. And I think that's something that, you know, as a Pirates fan, you sort of got to embrace, because as you brought up earlier, this isn't a team that's going to go out and get aggressive in free agency or probably even be much of a player at all in free agency. So it's got to be homegrown talent. They've got to, you know, learn to play as a unit. They got to have guys in the pitching rotation that can develop into number ones, number twos, number threes, because, you know, long term, not only is that going to allow you to win some games, but on the back end of it, you're going to probably be trading a lot of these guys away for the next set of players and picks, et cetera, because that's really the only way that they're ever going to be able to maintain this.
Okay, so let's sum it up here at the end for the Pirates fans, the Paul Skeens fans, and just the, you know, the LSU fans, the top prospect fans. Put the injury questions aside, because those pop up for any pitcher, right? So just assume that he's healthy. Will Paul Skeens be a number one starter in the big leagues? Thumbs up or thumbs down? Number one, not a two, a one.
Okay, I'm going to ask you, Scott, where's Hunter Green for you? Is he a two? A future two?
He's not a one. He's not a one right now. Yeah. I would say a two or a three.
I would say the Hunter Green type, or at least early career, where there are flashes of greatness and there are days where it's just not all together is kind of where I'm expecting, at least in the short to midterm. Then durability, continuing to develop is what gets you to that number one. I don't expect him to be a number one in year one or year two. I'm hoping to see, though, like what we saw with Hunter Green. Hunter Green had some problems early on in his big league career with his fastball, even though he could throw 100, 101, 102. But as he kind of settled in, you do see times where Hunter Green looks pretty dominant. Jeff, maybe I'm being a little light on Paul Skeens, but what do you think?
Yeah, you know, I was more of a doubting Thomas at draft time, just in terms of, is this guy going to be number one? You know, anytime I start to see some of the crazy comps on any amateur player with, like, the best since Steven Strasburg, it starts to give me the shakes, and I start to think about Kevin Maitons, Mickey Mantle comps, et cetera. So that's the kind of stuff that, you know, typically throws me off. But after seeing this guy, watching him pitch in the minor leagues and just the utter dominance that we've observed, I do think this guy has an opportunity to be a number one and be a number one pretty quickly. And we've seen, you know, him be durable and be the guy, you know, for LSU in an SEC season when it seemed like, you know, guys on check swings were hitting the ball 350 feet. So, you know, I do think there has to be some sort of weight that's put into that. I'm a converted Paul Skeens truther here. So yeah, I do think that he has the stuff to be there, and just some of the changes he's made in the arsenal and things that he's able to do in his own. And I think there's just, he has a bulldog mentality. You know, he knows what he's doing. He's there to kill some guys. He doesn't want to answer any questions. He just wants to throw strikes and chew bubblegum, you know.
And comment below on this video with your thoughts. If you're listening to the mini pod version of this, maybe a rating review on the BA podcast page to let us know your thoughts on Paul Skeens and these prospect profiles that we do whenever someone gets called up to the show and they're a big deal on Baseball America's list. Make sure you subscribe to Baseball America as well. And whenever there's a top prospect getting called up, we'll have one of these for you.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.